Yahoo Perudy. Little road trip last weekend in my Sanderson Ford F-150 to the White Mountains of Arizona, camping out at 8,000 feet, sleeping under the stars at 28 degrees. Oh, man, I loved it. How do you enjoy driving around Arizona in your Sanderson Ford?
But loading it up with the grandkids and going somewhere out in the desert for fun. They love going out.
We've nicknamed Jennifer's expedition the Granny Wagon. If it's not full of grandkids, it's full of groceries. Or right now, it came home looking like Santa's sleigh the other day.
It's just such a cool vehicle because of the way you can configure. I mean, you can seat, what is it, eight people? I think, yeah, eight people. But then you can also
layer
everything down flat and just have two-seater. And then I can put in a Christmas tree. I can put in a bicycle. I can put in all kinds of shopping.
Or like your dad, throw it all down. He uses his expedition garage to haul hay.
Now
inside the expedition.
Now nobody ever else gets in that car. Do you know it's 22 years old?
I can believe that.
He told me he was gonna have it cremated and put in with him.
Oh, I was
like, well, you wouldn't be able to sell it with all the hay in it. So probably a good idea.
Well, when it comes to cars, we've been a Ford family really all my adult life, ever since I had a driver's license. And for the great majority of that time, we've been customers at Sanderson Ford. If you haven't studied Sanderson Ford's commitment to the community, I would encourage you to do that before you even consider buying a car anywhere else. Right now, they're in the middle of one of their biggest operations all year long called Operation Santa Claus. Take a look at what you can do to support Sanderson Ford in their effort to support the many, many, many organizations that they support here in the community. One of the most award-winning dealerships in the entire country, Sanderson Ford, stands above them all, and they're right here in Glendale, Arizona. Get over there and learn what it's like to be treated like a friend, a member of the family, in the car buying process at family-owned Sanderson Ford. We have a lot to cover here, and we're running out of time,
baby.
Darling.
Yeah, baby.
But we will take calls. We've got Matt that's very patiently held on through the break. Shall we jump to Matt first?
Yeah.
Let's get Matt calling from Chandler. A very big good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Rosie and Jennifer. Great talking to you guys as always.
You too.
So Rosie, I've got a question for you. And actually, you're the reason. Years ago, you and I talked. I had called in and we talked about my electrical. I've got solar panels on the house and was asking how to make my house more efficient. And I gave you what I was paying in the summer. And you said, you know, that's pretty close to what you're going to do. You're not going to get much lower than that. And I took that as a challenge.
You would.
And I'm happy to say that I've done a lot better. So last year, I've only used Rosie Certified Partners. So I had my air conditioner replaced last year. I had insulation added at the beginning of the summer, 10 inches of blown in insulation, which made a huge difference this summer. And then I just had my duct sealed, a couple weeks ago. And so I feel like I want to get to the point where SRP is paying me to, run electricity.
Okay.
But when I had my air conditioner replaced, I had an old swamp cooler. It was taken down. I still have the stem up there that I need to fill in, but I don't have much by way of attic ventilation. So I'm wondering, I know that you are adamantly against, as am I, anything that's powered to let the heat escape. But with I think it's about 18 by 18 inch hole in my roof, what should I look to put there? Is it just a whirly bird, or is there something that would be better because of the size of the hole to add to that space?
Matt, what is currently venting your attic? Is it Whirlybirds or is it dormer vents? Is your house a tile roof?
It's not. It's shingle roof.
Okay.
I don't have anything up on the roof venting it. I only have one dormer vent on the south side of my house, and that's it.
Well, it certainly would not hurt. You've got that evap cooler boot capped. It would not hurt one thing. Is it on the back side of the house where it's not visible from the front elevation?
It's towards the front, but it's a two-story house, and it's back enough that you know, it wouldn't be terribly visible from the front.
Well, there would not be anything wrong with you cutting a hole in that cover and just simply waterproof attaching a simple Whirlybird right there. There wouldn't be any reason not to do that. The fact that you've only got the one dormer vent. Do you have any gable end vents at all?
I don't.
Oh, wow. Yeah. One more Whirlybird isn't going to hurt one thing. The fact that you've got 10 inches of fresh insulation in there, you're not going to see it change your electric bill a penny. At 10 inches, you're close to an R40 or R45. And no matter what temperature your attic gets to, you're not going to be impacted on your air conditioning bill. But it's a little bit healthier for the attic if it could breathe a little bit better. You must have some bird block vents in between the freeze blocks. Go ahead, and if you don't mind what that looks like from the front elevation of your home, having a Whirlybird mounted on an old evap cooler boot, it isn't going to hurt one thing.
Perfect. Thank you. I will send you an after picture once it's done.
Yeah, I'm sure with your creativity and technical skills, you're going to be able to give it an aesthetic look that I wouldn't be able to. I'd slap it up there, paint it to match the tone.
Do Whirlybirds come in one size? Do they get any
pretty
bigger?
Much,
than,
yeah. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I mean, there are variable sizes, but 90% of them are all one size.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And people think it's the hot air rising that makes them spin. It's not. It's the breeze. But once they start spinning, then they act like a little vacuum and they suck the hot air out. The hot air will leave the attic through the Whirlybird without ever turning at all.
Well, I just learned something.
Oh, okay.
I thought what you were just saying about the Whirlybirds, I thought it was the hot air rising that made them.
Nope.
Okay. Good to know. You think I'd know all these answers by now, right?
Your Life Worth Living segment.
Yeah, just
where we're talking about scams, in particular this holiday season. I don't know why scammers are so heartless to be more active this time
of
year.
They're all Grinches, I know. Yeah. So Better Business Bureau just had a really good warning about shopping and being careful that you only buy from reputable websites. And
How do you know?
Well, so the big deal is to think. You know, so many times we react to, oh my gosh, this is a great deal. Oh, look, there's only two left. I'm going to buy it right now, you know. And so you jump in there and you pay for it, and then you go, oh, darn. You know, so I did that actually recently. I bought something, you know how Facebook feeds through? There was a little link to a beautiful wreath, and they were going out of business, and I'm American made, and I was going to, you know, help these poor sweet women.
I wish I had taken a picture.
Yeah,
of that.
I have a picture,
when it came in the mail.
So I was gone, and it came, and Rose was like, what is this? But it was basically cardboard with old nasty silk flowers, and somebody had scribbled blessed across. I mean, it was the most hideous thing you could. And you know what the interesting thing is? I wrote them, and I said, you people are fraudulent. And they pretended like they were legitimate. Oh, how can we help you? But anyway, paid $60 for two, and they were both equally hideous.
I didn't know that.
Well, I bought one for me and Mom. Anyway, so anyway.
Did you throw them both away?
Well, I did, but I did take a picture.
Yeah, okay.
So, they were hideous.
And
they were like little bitty, like 8 inches.
And there were no insects in it.
I don't know about that. Oh, my gosh, it might even be worse than I realized. So anyway, when you're shopping, don't click through that. You know, go out of whatever you're in and go back in. So put in the legitimate, like even let's say you want to go to Amazon, you put in Amazon, because it's really easy. If you'll just hover over any link before you click on it, it'll show you the full address. And it might just be that there's one little hyphen or letter that's just off enough and you're going somewhere else. So you just have to be very vigilant, to be observant. And also, go ahead.
And this time of year, a lot of the utility companies have sent out warnings in their newsletters. If someone's trying to get a hold of you to purchase a gift card for any reason,
oh yes,
alarms should go off inside your head immediately.
Yeah, Kim Commandos is that if someone asks you to buy a gift card, that is an immediate warning that something's wrong, because nobody works that way.
Lot of the scammers are saying your power is about ready to be turned off unless you buy this gift card. That is a very common scam going around right now. Just hang up. Don't even give them the time of day. Don't let them hear your voice. Don't let them record your yeses and your noes. Just hang up.
You have no obligation to talk to them. And for the Life Worth Living segment, I did find four products, and I don't think they're Christmas worthy because, well, I mean, I don't know, maybe you have to decide for your own family member. I know your mama never liked things like vacuums and stuff for for birthdays or Christmas. These are very practical things, but I just wanted to tell you about them. So one website is called Kitchen Mama. And so I'm talking about people who might have a disability in their hands for any reason. Okay. And so it's a can opener at Kitchen Mama. It runs on batteries.
Okay.
You basically set it on top of the can, press the button, and a little thing goes around all by itself. So it's different than electric. Even with an electric can opener, you have to have one hand to put the can in place.
Hold it in place.
And then press down, you know, to hold it. This is a one-handed can opener. Pretty slick. So Kitchen Mama carries those.
Okay.
All the right. other one is
little
called
Robot Can Opener.
It's so cool. And every one of these gifts or products is right at $30.
Okay.
The other one, Disability Horizons, has three products I really liked. Disability Horizons. One is the Ramble Tag. Now, this one's a little funky, but it is so practical. Have you ever been walking with someone who's maybe unsteady, they're weak, maybe they can't see? For any variety of reasons, you need to hold on to someone else. This is a little strap you put around your arm, and on that strap is a handle. So, you know, if you needed to lead me, you know, I was not feeling well or whatever, I could just hold that handle. And so you're not so close together. Sometimes it gets kind of clumsy moving around when you've got two of you. So
all
just
right.
a little handle you hang on to with somebody else. I thought that was just genius. The other one is called, you ready for this? A Nork.
What?
It's a Nork.
Nork.
How do you spell that?
K-N-O-R-K. So, and it's actually K-N-O-R-K. A set. It's a set where the spoons and the forks actually have a sharp edge. So if you're trying to cut your food and you only have one hand to work with because one is injured or it's arthritic or whatever, you can cut it with your side of your fork because it's merely a nork with a sharp edge.
Okay.
So you cut it and then you can use your fork part. But it's all in one utensil. So it's a fork with a side edge of a knife. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think it does.
Yeah. Just genius. You know, for someone, if you're by yourself and you're trying to do something that takes two hands and you don't have one to work with, it's really hard. And this last one I think is really great. It's a cane that breaks down. So you pull it apart when you're done and it collapses. It's a collapsible cane, basically. So I just know from my mom, a lot of times, you know, we'll get someplace and she'll throw the cane in the back seat, and then there it is in the back seat. This one, you get in the car, you break it down, and you can put it right beside you. So when you're ready to get out, pull it up, open it up, and you're ready to go. All those are about $30. And the two websites, Kitchen Mama and Disability Horizons.
All right. Very good. We'll be wrapping up after this short break here at Rosie on the House and giving you our takeaways from today's program, as well as wishing you the greatest of holiday seasons this next week. All of that when we get back to wrap things up. Stay tuned.